This is Jay Sekulow. The Olympics are underway, but the BBC says Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Officials here in Jerusalem are furious at the BBC over what they say is more evidence of the news network's anti-Israel bias. On its Olympic Games website, the BBC is refusing to call Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is described as, quote, a seat of government. And that's after a change was already made. When the BBC first posted Israel's country profile, Jerusalem was not in the information box. It was a country listed without a capital.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Has this administration considered to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie.
Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
Yeah, you know.
Could you just give us an answer? What do you recognize? What does you recognize?
Our position hasn't changed.
We cannot stand silent as those who seek to undermine Israel voice their criticisms. And we certainly should not join in that criticism. Diplomatic distance in our public between our nations emboldens Israel's adversaries.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want you to get involved in this conversation early because we're going to be needing to take some direct action. The BBC, that's the British Broadcasting Corporation, holds the rights to broadcast this year's London Olympic Games. It's considered the largest broadcast organization in the world, by the way. They have intentionally refused to list Jerusalem as the capital of Israel on its official Olympics website. But what makes it even worse, folks, is that until just a few days ago, they listed East Jerusalem as the capital of, quote, Palestine, which isn't even a recognized country, the Palestinian territories. They had a recognized capital of East Jerusalem, but the Jewish state of Israel, whose capital is, in fact, Jerusalem, would not be recognized by the BBC, and they have still not corrected it. We are taking the position that this is intentional discrimination against the state of Israel. And by the way, there's a long history with that discrimination. In fact, in 2007, the BBC, ready for this one, folks, issued an apology to the Palestinian Authority because one of its commentators stated that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel on air. And the BBC called that a, quote, factual mistake. Yet international law recognizes that each sovereign nation under international law and custom may designate its own capital, and Israel's capital is Jerusalem, the eternal city here. And now we've got a real battle with the BBC, and we've got while the Olympic Games are on the way to get this corrected. Folks, if you want to talk to us on air, how important is it to stand with Israel when the largest broadcasting company, the BBC, the official broadcaster of the Olympic Games, refuses to recognize Israel's capital? They're doing that to no other group, just Israel. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And Jordan, this is a very serious affront to Israel and a very serious affront to Israel's sovereignty.
Absolutely. And this all started with the BBC when on their website they listed no capital. There was the only country participating in the Olympics with no capital listed was the state of Israel, which is very clear if you go to the UN website, if you go to the State Department. Even though our own country, as we heard in the beginning of the show today, has a bizarre way of answering the question, to say the least. Mitt Romney was very clear when he was in Israel this weekend. But they all at least recognize that that is what Israel calls their capital. The BBC, even today, refuses to do so.
All right, folks, we're taking direct action, and that is we've got a demand letter going to the British Broadcasting Corporation, and as you're going to hear from some Israeli officials in a moment, we need you to sign on to it. By the way, we put it up on the website over the weekend. 26,217 people have. So we want to send this letter to the BBC. I need your help on it. Go to your phones right now and add your name to this letter at 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand up with Israel here, folks. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but make that call now.
Most of the world is following the Olympic Games through the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But if you're relying on the BBC for your Olympic news, you're not getting the truth or the facts about Israel. The BBC's official Olympic website refuses to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It simply calls Jerusalem, quote, the seat of government, and refuses to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital. But the BBC lists East Jerusalem as, quote, the intended seat of government for Palestine, which is not even a recognized nation. This anti-Israel propaganda must not be permitted to go unanswered. Israel is our friend, our ally, and now we have a unique opportunity to show our support. Sign on to our letter going to the BBC and to the Olympic Organizing Committee to demand that the BBC put an end to this intentional, discriminatory, anti-Israel tactic. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Very interesting that Mitt Romney was in Jerusalem just yesterday and gave a speech where he talked about Israel being the eternal capital of Jerusalem. And we have that bite? We do. Let's go ahead and play it.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
So Mitt Romney acknowledges it. The British Broadcasting Corporation does not. And that's the real dilemma here, folks. And while the Olympics are going on, we can get this corrected. You're going to hear from Ido Aroni, the Consul General, Ambassador from Israel, in just a little bit about this issue. They're very concerned about it. But, folks, we need you to engage this issue. We're sending a demand letter to the BBC demanding that this intentional act of discrimination be corrected, that their websites reflect that Jerusalem is, in fact, the state it's capital for the state of Israel, that international law says that the government itself makes the determination as to where their capital is. Each sovereign nation under international law and custom may designate its own capital. That is what the law is. And what we've got to do is come back and correct this mistake that the BBC has done, and I think it's an intentional act of discrimination. You can go to aclj.org, where over 26,000 of you have signed on. That's aclj.org. Or you can call us right now. I want to get this letter out this week, and I want your names on it. We need 10,000 people on the phones and about another 50,000 on online to really make this work here, folks. So they could. We need to get big support around the country so the pressure can be put on the BBC here. Here's the number. It's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. It's that info, aclj.org. We got calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
Randy calling in from California on line one. Randy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
This is Randy. Hey, I got just a couple questions. One is, when Obama flew his entire cabinet around the world to visit the three largest mosques in the world,
right
after that, the entire Middle East fell. And it seems like everybody seemed to have forgotten that.
Yeah, well, no, we've talked about that on this broadcast, that I think this whole Arab Spring, which the president thinks was some great initiative, has ended up becoming a nightmare because of the totalitarian regimes. In fact, we're going to have a guest later on the week, Mark Regev, who is the principal spokesperson for Benjamin Netanyahu, who will say exactly that this is turned into a disaster. But the fact of the matter is he's not gone to Israel. President Obama has not made a trip to Israel. And in light of that, we've now got the BBC taking these shots at Israel where they're saying, and this is what, folks, this is what's got to get you outraged here. Not only did they not list Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, in their previous posting, the BBC listed East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. There is no nation, sovereign nation of Palestine. They're seeking recognition, but they haven't gotten it through the UN yet. And the BBC was happy to acknowledge East Jerusalem as their capital, but a sovereign nation, the State of Israel, the BBC refuses to allow in any circumstance recognition of Jerusalem as its capital. And Jordan, that is really what the fundamental problem here is. And it's serious when you've got the BBC doing this intentional act of discrimination only at Israel, only at Israel.
That's right. There are 204 countries and territories that are participating in the Olympics. For instance, Puerto Rico, which is part of the United States, but a territory, they actually have a separate Olympic team. They all have their own websites at the BBC, these country profiles, territory profiles, whoever's sending their own Olympic teams, they all get a capital, but Israel. Israel's the only country, again, that was listed. It didn't just say capital and no answer. It said nothing at all. And the Palestinians were given East Jerusalem as their capital, even though they have no sovereign authority over it whatsoever since the 1940s. But yet they immediately gave them East Jerusalem on their website. They took that down, and they've now modified it to where Palestine, it says, East Jerusalem is their intended seat of government. Ramallah is their administrative capital. And then when you go to Israel, it doesn't say capital, still doesn't use those terms. It says seat of government, Jerusalem, though most foreign embassies are in Tel Aviv. So they still, though they did some changes, and they certainly said that the Palestinians, they took out the capital being East Jerusalem. They showed their hand right away, and they showed that even when it was pointed out, they would only go so far because they want to impose their own political view of the situation. It's a news outlet. Yes, controlled, gets a lot of funding from the British government, but it's still a news outlet. And even the UN, which has resolutions condemning Israel for their capital being Jerusalem, still recognizes on their official website that that is the named capital of the State of Israel.
Yeah, so what you've got right now is, if you go to the official UN sites, it says Palestine, which again, there is no government officially recognized as Palestine, that says East Jerusalem, Ramallah, serves as the administrative capital and is the intended seat of government. And you know, this is what's so bizarre here, and Jordan's right. When you go to Israel, even the modified version of it still does not say the intended capital is Jerusalem. It says it's a seat of government, but most foreign embassies are in Tel Aviv. I mean, this is unbelievable, direct acts of discrimination against Israel. And folks, we've got to stand with Israel on this. Here's the number for you to add your name to this letter that we are sending. We're going to be probably by the end of today up at about 30,000 total. I want to be over, well over by the end of the week, 50 or 60,000. It's ACLJ.org is an easy way for you to sign it, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and you're going to want to listen to this coming up. Joining us right now is a very good friend, and that is the Ambassador Ido Aroni. Ambassador is also the Consul General of Israel in New York. I've had the pleasure of being with him many times on a variety of issues. Ambassador, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let me start with the situation with the BBC. We've got the Olympics are underway. There's been a lot of controversy because the BBC refuses to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and then until very recently actually had East Jerusalem listed as the capital of, quote, Palestine. What's the reaction as Consul General, and what's the reaction of the State of Israel here?
As soon as this was brought to our attention, the Israeli government launched a campaign that involved several very effective elements. The first was the two mayors of the largest cities in Israel joining hands. One, understandably, is the mayor of Jerusalem, and the other, which was less obvious, is the mayor of Tel Aviv. The mayor of Tel Aviv issued a very compelling video in which he's making the following statement. He says, Tel Aviv is cool, Tel Aviv is trendy, Tel Aviv is many things to many people. One thing, Tel Aviv is not. Tel Aviv is not Israel's capital. Now, coming from the mayor of Tel Aviv, this was very, very effective.
How important do you think it is, Ambassador, for Americans, because we're getting a lot of calls about this, to engage this issue and let the BBC know in a polite way, a courteous way, that they're concerned and upset about this?
Well, you know, beyond the political issue, there's also the historical issue. You know, you're interviewing right now someone whose family has been in Jerusalem for ages. From my father's side, I'm a fifth generation Jerusalemite. My family never left the region. There was always Jewish presence in the city of Jerusalem. Every year we pray next year in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is the most sacred place in Judaism. So beyond the political issue, there is a strong connection of our people throughout the ages, throughout the millenniums, to the city of Jerusalem, who's been there for thousands of years as one of the oldest cities in the entire world. So that's a reason for celebration, by the way, not only by Jews, but also by other people of other faiths, especially Christians and Muslims and others, who hold Jerusalem dear to their hearts.
Let me ask this as the last question, Ambassador, and that's in the scope of things. You just said that, you know, the Israelis are going about their day doing business as usual. Yet at the same time, there's a lot of people here in the States, Jews and Christians, that are very concerned about the BBC's actions here. Some are saying this is an intentional act of discrimination against the state of Israel. How do you view it, and what do you think the next response needs to be as the games move forward?
At the end of the day, it's the question of the will of the people. The more people will express their opinion on this issue, the more people will express their support for Jerusalem. We have millions of Christians in this country every year praying for Jerusalem. And the BBC needs to know about it. The rest of the world needs to know about it, the strong and special bond that exists between Israel and the Christian community in America.
Very good. Ambassador, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time, as always. It was great talking to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there you have it. Ambassador Aharoni knows the issue well. And, folks, when we talk about these issues, we bring you the experts. And, Jordan, as we get ready to take a break here, we need to get people to understand you're talking about the Council General for the State of Israel, and we are not going to take this lying down. We've got to fight back here aggressively, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. We want you to sign on to a letter of protest here to the BBC, to the Olympic Organizing Committee, who could, again, make this very clear that news outlets don't get to jump into the geopolitical foreign policy debate. Call now, add your name, stand with Israel, call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign the letter and read the letter online. We've got a lot of information there. Can you imagine? BBC puts no capital there whatsoever, then gives the Palestinians East Jerusalem, then comes back after the Israeli Prime Minister's office has to get involved. That's how far it took to get any changes, and still they will not recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Unbelievable, folks. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let's take a stand for Israel.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Most of the world is following the Olympic Games through the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But if you're relying on the BBC for your Olympic news, you're not getting the truth or the facts about Israel. The BBC's official Olympic website refuses to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It simply calls Jerusalem, quote, the seat of government, and refuses to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital. But the BBC lists East Jerusalem as, quote, the intended seat of government for Palestine, which is not even even a recognized nation. This anti-Israel propaganda must not be permitted to go unanswered. Israel is our friend, our ally, and now we have a unique opportunity to show our support. Sign on to our letter going to the BBC and to the Olympic Organizing Committee to demand that the BBC put an end to this intentional, discriminatory, anti-Israel tactic. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
All right, so like many of you, I'm enjoying watching the Olympic Games and cheering on Team USA, but the BBC, which holds the right to broadcast this year's London Olympic Games, has now refused to list Jerusalem as the capital of Israel on its websites. The law on this is that each sovereign nation under international law and custom may designate its own capital. Of course, Israel has designated that capital as Jerusalem. The BBC pushes Tel Aviv, but there's an interesting comment from the mayor of Tel Aviv. Let's go ahead and play that one because this kind of sums up the reality of the situation.
We are Israel's financial center and cultural center. But there is one thing we are not. We are not Israel's capital. Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
And that's from the mayor of Tel Aviv. You just heard on the broadcast just moments ago the consul general from Israel talking about the same thing. So we've got an intentional act of discrimination by the BBC. And interesting, folks, when you look up Palestine, which is not even a recognized country, they say intended seat of government, East Jerusalem. When you look at Israel, they don't say that at all. So this is, this shows you exactly the bias. I mean, the animus here is incredible. So we've got a letter going to the BBC and the Olympic Organizing Committee to get this corrected while these Olympic Games are going on. So that's where I need you to go to your phones right now or go to aclj.org, sign on to that petition, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Aaron calling from Florida online too. Aaron, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, I just have three very brief comments.
Okay.
I tell you that you do know that Toledo is the capital of the United States, correct?
Yeah, right. Not exactly.
That's my first comment.
Right.
Comment is you started the show, and I think I just heard you.
Nothing, by the way, against anybody in Toledo, but it's not our nation's capital. But go ahead.
Absolutely correct. That was not a no offense to anybody in Toledo or Ohio. The second comment is that, you started your show, I'll call it softly, saying that the BBC has made a mistake. Clearly, as I've heard you now in the last 30 seconds, they haven't made a mistake. It's an intentional...
No. The mistake language was in 2007, the BBC issued an apology to the Palestinians for one of its commenters in 2007, commentators who stated that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel on air, and they called it a factual mistake. So, no, we've written down, you could look at the aclj.org, we have called this, Aaron, an intentional act of discrimination against the state of Israel.
And I think that's being kind. And my last point, and I appreciate, again, everything you're doing and saying, which I commend 100-fold, to say the least. And the last comment I want to make on this is that I was actually sent, I don't want to give anybody's name out, I was actually sent over the weekend from a retired 3-star admiral in the United States Navy, a video of President Obama's press secretary being asked, what is the capital of Israel?
Hey, I've got it here for you. I've got the audio. Let's number 7. Let's take a listen.
Is this administration considered to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie.
Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
Yes.
Could you just give us an answer? What do you recognize? What does you recognize?
Our position hasn't changed.
So there you have it. You're exactly correct, Aaron. So that's the posture that they had. So you got that's going around the web pretty aggressively. That was Jay Carney, this press spokesman for President Obama. So, Jordan, the politics of this are pretty darn clear.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, it becomes a very difficult situation when the press secretary for the president of the United States cannot answer a simple question about a country's capital. One, a country that happens to be an ally of the United States. President Obama, on the one hand, is touting this aid package that he's delivering to Israel, economic support and funding for security and military there. So on the one hand, they're this great ally. On the other hand, we can't tell people which capital, what the capital is of the country that our great ally is. This unfortunately goes back to a longstanding State Department policy. But I will say this, though our embassy may not be in Jerusalem, we have a consulate there. There is plans to move the embassy there. Those plans have been in existence. We have a plot of land where our embassy can be built. And the second point being that we still, regardless of the position of the State Department or diplomatically, when you go to the State Department website and look up Israel, when you go to the CIA World Factbook, a government run, and you look up Israel, you will see clearly that they say the capital is Jerusalem. Now, they explain that on the State Department website that there's controversy so that you can be informed, but they don't try to make up or delete the fact and not even recognize the fact that this is what Israel calls their capital.
Well, and let me tell you this. Israeli members of the Knesset are not too happy about this either. By the way, Jordan's going to be taking your calls as well during his broadcast, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, this is a battle for Israel's sovereignty. That's what this is. Listen to number 9.
This is a battle to undermine Israel, to delegitimize Israel. And in this battle, those who are fighting Israel are behaving as if all is fair. Lies, lies, and lies are the key tool being used by those trying to undermine and delegitimize Israel. And the fact that the BBC is falling for it is absolutely outrageous, and they should no longer call themselves a news organization.
So you've heard from the Israeli Council General. We've heard from members of the Knesset. We've heard from the mayor of Tel Aviv. That's why I'm bringing you the evidence here, folks. But I need to hear from you. Go to ACLJ.org, or you call us right now and add your name to this letter. Go into the BBC and the organization of the Olympic Organizing Committee as well. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, we're going to grab another phone call here, but again, stay on the line, folks. And if you want to talk to Jordan in this program coming on up, 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab one more call, Jordan.
Gary calling in from California on line 4. Gary, welcome to JCEO Live.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, thanks for my call.
Sure.
I just feel that they're putting this up because of the Olympics and they're afraid of the Islamic presence that's in the country and a large presence there, that they may have a lot of problems with these people, and I think they need to start standing up for the freedom and for...
Well, you know, they have security implemented, which, of course, you have to in an event like this, but that is no excuse for an intentional act of discrimination, which is exactly what this is, aimed at Israel by the BBC. And the Olympic Organizing Committee can correct this as well. Folks, Jordan's going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So stay on the line here or keep calling. We want to talk to you about this and how important Israel is to you. We want to know that. 1-800-684-3110. Now, here's what I need everybody to do that's listening to this broadcast right now. And Jordan, time is of the essence. That's one thing we've gotten very clear here from the Israeli government, because while these Olympic Games are on is when we've got to get this corrected.
Absolutely right. And folks, that's why I want to hear from thousands of you today taking a stand. I know that you want to say, what can we do? You can let the BBC know that this is wrong and that you, being outside of Israel, still believe, because you stand with Israel, that this is wrong, that this is playing politics during the Olympics, that this is playing politics with the State of Israel and trying to use their own foreign policy here when they're supposed to be a news outlet and just telling people the facts. You would hope people could get educated to at least know what Israel claims to be their capital. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org, but I encourage you to call now and add your name to this letter, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Folks, that is a critically important time right now, as Jordan just said, and that letter's going out, but we need your name on it. aclj.org, that's aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand with Israel and the capital of Jerusalem. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.